The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Now, sticking with retail, Tesco is following Amazon by opening its first store without cashiers. Customers can shop and leave without any scanning or checkout. So, is this the future for retail? Shifa Mulqueen has been checking it out.
I remember going in there when I was like 13, 14, filling tubs of cream, you know, and there was people even, and I won't give away my age now or anything, but people coming in then that are still coming in now.
McCambridge's Fine Food Store in Galway has been in business since 1925. Its owner, Natalie McCambridge, doesn't see herself going cashierless anytime soon.
When I heard that, I kind of thought, God, is that like a science fiction movie? I just find it so strange walking into a shop and there's nobody there to help. Or, you know, I think people grow from human interaction. As I say, Galway, small way. It's so small that you meet people in various locations. And like we say, if I walk the prom, it's like, oh, how are you doing? How are you doing? And my son always says, God, Mom, is there anybody you don't know in Galway, you know?
Hello, Mary, how are you doing? It's fine, no bother at all. I get you those out, two doors. Now, down special offer today, they're 33% off.
Bobby Boylan works in Garvey Supervalue in Listowel, and he's been working in retail for a long time.
I've been at this business since 1974. My first week's wages was £9. If my wages went up into £16, 10 shillings, 50 pence, and I was delighted. I thought I was a millionaire. I like people and I like dealing with people, and I've served many generations. In fact, this lady I was serving, I was used to serve all her generations, right down to her great-grandmother, and I taught her what her great-grandmother used to buy in the Thursday, 4 cent-a-line lamb chops for Thursday's dinner. I've seen 3 different changes in money, and the last change we had was the euro, and I had a lady, God rest her, she's dead now. That time everyone was coming in, they wanted the new money, they were bringing in their old money and they were changing it for new money, you see. But this particular lady, after half an hour service, she came back down and she threw all the new money up in the counter and she said, Bobby, do you ever take that back and give me my old money back? I took her to a
supermarket. I don't know why, but so with this latest move by retail giant Tesco, will other retailers follow suit? Lecturer of Employment Relations in University of Limerick, Caroline Murphy, says the stats don't look too threatening for job numbers, but roles could change in the future.
The research that we know of from places like the United States, who have looked intently at this, the research indicates that the story around the aggregate number of jobs being lost in retail isn't the apocalyptic kind of story that we're often led to believe. And in many ways, they've actually found that some jobs are being added into the retail sector through the drive towards increasing productivity through technology. Some of the ways, I think, in which we could see jobs change will certainly be a shift and a restructure from the typical shop floor type role more towards the roles that we may see in terms of the back end of customer service in those stores.
While some retail jobs are at risk and small stores have been closing up and down the country, some communities are fighting back.
If we're stuck for beans or sausages or eggs or whatever, like, we supply all that, like. We have 2 shops, like, in they're about, I suppose, 3 to 4 miles from us. If you're recovering from a hangover in the morning and you want sausages in a hurry, like, I mean, it's easy to walk to the shop, whereas it mightn't be that easy to drive to places like that, like.
In Court McSherry in West Cork, a group of volunteers have come together to run a shop after the only convenience store in the village closed. Dennis Cahalan is the chairman of Court McSherry Community Shop, and he's found that it's helped him as much as the locals.
My good wife died, and because of that, I had to retire to look after my son, who was just going into a leaving cert. My brother-in-law was deeply involved in the organising of the committee to run the shop. He invited me along. When you lose your partner in life, it gets a bit lonely, and you kind of can't get into yourself unless you have something to bring you out of yourself. And I found it's great, and it's brought me out of myself. I've met a lot of people. And I know one case there lately, like after my wife died, it was coming after her anniversary, and I got a wave and a smile from a person just, I didn't expect it at all. And I was feeling kind of down on myself going, because the last time my wife had been with me, and it lifted my heart. People don't realise the price and the value of them, I don't think.
One thing is for sure, Bobby Boylan doesn't see a robot giving that personal touch.
No, I'm not a fan of the machines. I'm allergic to them, really. And that's the way I am. The personal touch is most important when you're in a local environment. And that might be fine over in England or in bigger cities. Some people come into your business or your workplace and you don't know what they're going through. You might say that person is very grumpy, but you don't know what they're facing when they go home or what problems they have. As there's an old saying that I learned years ago, if we all threw our problems into a hat and I pulled out someone else's, I might go looking for my own again.